Jealous.
Retro Records.
Hello there, I'm Jeremy Rees. This is Retro Records, the show that plunders the playlists of the past for soul, rhythm and jazz, hits and rarities from the 50s and 60s. And to get us started, here's a hidden gem from Gene Wells. Great song, written and performed by the unfairly overlooked Gene Wells. After Loving You, it was an R&B chart hit for Gene in the summer of 1968. And we go from the sound of 60s soul to the birth of rock and roll now. This is Lester Robertson.
And wanna tell you a little story about my girl. Christopher Columbus discovered this whole wide world, but he ain't done nothing 'cause he ain't never seen my girl. Different place, hoping and praying I can find somewhere to wash my face. Gonna find my time, baby, live my life at a slow pace.
Oh, Babe, an R&B chart hit this week in 1959 for Louisiana rock and roll pioneer Lester Robertson. Well, we're heading to Detroit City for this week's 60s club classic. It comes from Rita Wright.
Here's a tear for a souvenir.
From 1968, the debut single by Rita Wright, who later became rather better known as Cyrita. That was I Can't Give Back the Love I Feel for You. It came out on Motown Records, where Rita, or Cyrita, had been working as a secretary, a job she took over from Martha Reeves. Talk about job progression. American rhythm and blues music had a massive impact on British artists in the 50s and 60s, but for all sorts of reasons, many of the records weren't released over here at the time, and so didn't get much airplay on the radio. But better late than never.
The R&B Top 3. Yes,
it's the R&B Top 3, the best-selling hits on the Cashbox Rhythm and Blues charts from a week between 1950 and 1969. And this time, we are heading to the week ending the 30th of July, 1968. And up one place at...
Number 3.
It's Cliff Nobles.
Thank you.
Yeah, an unusual record credited to the singer Cliff Nobles, who you may have noticed didn't appear on that at all. In fact, that is an instrumental version of Cliff Nobles' song Love Is All Right. And Cliff himself wasn't even in the studio when that instrumental was recorded. For some reason, they called it The Horse, and we find it at number three. And up four places at
number two,
it's The Fifth Dimension. Psychedelic soul collective The Fifth Dimension, and a summertime classic, originally written and recorded by Laura Nero, Solid Stone Picnic, is at number two.
The R&B Top Three.
And this week in 1968...
Number one.
It's another instrumental, this time from Hugh Masekela.
Thank you.
This week in 1968, South African trumpeter Hugh Masekela was number one on the Cashbox Rhythm and Blues bestsellers list with Grazing in the Grass, a tune quickly written and recorded to fill a 3-minute gap on his debut album. It became his biggest chart hit. Well, next week we'll do the R&B top three from a different year, but 'By way of contrast, here is the record that was number one on the British Top 20 that same week. And in the psychedelic summer of 1968, when London was swinging, alternative counterculture was blooming, and the R&B chart was getting far out, man, topping the chart over here was Des O'Connor.
Not off.
Sitting here so lonely in the firelight, listening for a footstep on the stairs. All I have to talk to is the moonlight shining on an empty chair. So I'll pretend your loving arms are reaching out for me. Yes, I'll pretend. And though my eyes are closed, I still can see. As I pretend, the world is new like it used to be. One day our love must end, till then I'll just pretend. Something made her change, what could it be now? Wish I knew exactly what I'd done. If there's someone else, I'll set you free now. Guess I've lost and he has won. So I'll pretend your loving arms are reaching out for me. Yes, I'll pretend. And though my eyes are closed, I still can see. As I pretend, the world is new and like it used to be. One day our love must end, till then I'll just pretend. One day our love must end, till then I'll just pretend.
Des O'Connor and I Pretend. Britain's number one this week in 1968. Now, Des had an amazingly long career, didn't he? He seemed to be permanently on our TV screens, well, for decades. Very nice fella by all accounts, although Morecambe and Wise probably didn't enhance his rep as a singer. You're tuned to Retro Records, playing you soul, rhythm and jazz from the 50s and 60s. And right now, another chance to revel in the sublime talent of the late, great Tony Bennett.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me, and somehow I know always strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Someone warm like you. Would make my dream come true. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know
Records.
Love.
The Ronettes there in 1964, the original version of Walking in the Rain, preceded by Tony Bennett and his flawless rendition of For Once in My Life, which came out in 1968. Jeremy Rees here with Retro Records, and this week's Jamaican gem is from Prince Busta.
I was born in a buffer world, living in a happy world, grew up in a blessed home, had girls in trench town. See it?
You know why you name brother?
Huh? You up now? You know what I mean, you know? But my friends, them, you know, them call me Johnny, them mean, you know, Johnny.
Oh, so you name Johnny Cool?
Yes, where are all the girls? I'm here, Johnny Rough.
Oh. I beg you to cool, Johnny Cool. I beg you to cool, Johnny Cool.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. You can be what? You're always cool now. But I know everybody cool with me, you know. And them rough up my girls them sometimes. And when I'm going them things, they make me become a icebox man. So I get real, real cool. And them stick on the name for me, Johnny. Everywhere you could say, Johnny, hold on. Cool, Johnny. Cool.
Johnny, music sweet, you know. But dance can't be.
Oh, dance for keep. Many man them so hot, and me feel so cool. So Johnny, now I go and set up.
Jamaican chart hit from the summer of 1967 from Rocksteady and ska legend Cecil Bustamante Campbell, otherwise known as Prince Busta. You're tuned to Retro Records, blending the hits with songs you may never have heard before, like this one. It's a rare gem, and it's from Roy C.
You're gonna be sorry, baby, for the things you're saying. I know you will, cause I can't take it any longer. Don't let the pain get any stronger. Stop what you're doing to me, baby. Stop what you're doing to me, na-na. Baby, stop it right now. Why do you run around, girl? stronger. Stop what you're doing.
Back sounds from the summer of 1966 by two influential but underrated Southern soul singers, William Bell and Share What You Got But Keep What You Need. And before William, we heard Roy C. and his minor hit, Stop What You're Doing. Well, we're going to keep it Southern right now on Retro Records with the Queen of Memphis Soul herself, Carla Thomas.
Bring it
answer record to Sam Cooke's Bring It On Home to Me. Carla Thomas, in the summer of 1962, and I'll Bring It Home to You. And so to the birthday file for this week. And Gene Wells, who kicked off this week's show, great soul voice, although primarily a gospel artist. Gene was born on the 1st of August 1942. She turns 81 this week. Cyrita Wright, born on the 3rd of August 1946. She started her recording career under the name Rita Wright. She had a very successful solo career, as well as duetting on hits with Billy Preston and indeed backing Stevie Wonder, to whom she was married for a while. Cyrita left us in 2004 at the age of 57. Beverly Lee of the Shirelles, who are queued up next as it goes, also born on the 3rd of August, 1941 in her case, and it's a very happy 82nd birthday to her. Roy C., who we heard just a while ago, another 3rd of August baby. He was born in 1939 and left us at the age of 81 in 2020. Tony Bennett, yet another 3rd of August arrival. He came into this world in 1926 and, as I'm sure you're aware, left us aged 96 just a few days ago on the 21st of July. Timmy Euro was born on the 4th of August 1940. She died in 2004, aged 63. One of her belters coming up later. And finally, the 4th of August 1901 was when iconic jazz man Louis Armstrong was born. He passed in 1971. He was 69. We'll be hearing from him very soon, too. But now, as promised, to celebrate the 82nd birthday of Beverly Lee, here she is, with her group, the Shirelles, and an all-time classic.
But will you love me tomorrow?
The Shirelles, featuring the voice of birthday girl Beverly Lee and a massive hit from 1960, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? That song was the first by an African-American all-girl group to reach number one in the United States. This is Retro Records, where the sound of soul, rhythm and jazz from the 50s and 60s still resonates through your radio.
Remember this golden classic.
You're listening to Jerry Lewis.
With the golden chops of Mr. Louis Armstrong.
Hey, baby, how about this dance? Why? Because it takes two to do this dance. Takes to the tango, to the tango, to the really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the tango, do the dance of love. You can sail on a ship by yourself, take a nap or a nip by yourself. You can get into debt on your own. Lots of things that you can do alone, but takes to the tango, to the tango, to the really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the tango, do the dance of love. You can croon to the moon by yourself, take a left like a loon by yourself. Spend a lot, go to pot on your own. There's lots of things that you can do alone. But listen here, it takes two to tango, two to tango, two that really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, to the tango, do that dance of love. Oh, Zed. Look here, who's gonna dance with me now? 'Cause it takes to the tango, to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, or do that dance of love. Takes to the tango, 'cause that's the song of love.
This week's entry into the Great American Songbook, It Takes Two to Tango, written by Al Hoffman and Dick Manning, Louis Armstrong's version was a hit in 1952. Yes, the ATV chimes mean it's time for the tomb of TV theme tunes. And this time, we've got the music that introduced a British science fiction series featuring puppets.
Five, four, three, two,
Uncanny, isn't it? Barry Gray and his orchestra with the theme to Thunderbirds, broadcast in 1968 on ITV in the UK. It wasn't shown in the US, one of the main reasons why it was axed after just two series. All right, have you rolled up the carpet and sprinkled the dalk? It's Northern Soul time.
Let the good soul roll all the live long day. You let the good soul roll. Everything okay, it is. You let the good soul roll. All right. Hallelujah. We got it paid. Now me and you. I said, oh, you let the good soul roll.
Your Northern Soul floor filler this week from the Soul Sounds label, Eddie Holman, in 1969, and I Surrender. Well, what do you know? It is the end of the show, so if you liked what you heard, do spread the word. Tell your friends and come back same time, same place next week when we'll return with another crop of vintage hits and rarities. A reminder, if you'd like to get in touch with the show, you can look out for the Retro Records page on Facebook. We'll also have a page on Mixcloud where you can catch up with past editions. Leave a message there too if you'd like. www.mixcloud.com/retrorecords. And you can get the podcast version of the show on Castbox and all good podcast platforms. I'm Jeremy Rees. My time is up. I thank you for yours. I'm going to leave you in the summer of 1968 with birthday girl Timmy Euro, and it'll never be over for me. Till we meet again on Retro Records, mind there you go.
For you, yeah, but it'll never
Records.